感谢神的恩典，再一次和弟兄姊妹一同在神面前敬拜神。
Praise to the Lord, because of his mercy, I'm able to share God's words with you all here.
今天我们要从圣经的诗篇第六十篇来领受神的话语。
Today we are going to ponder upon Psalm 60 to understand God's word.
这一篇诗在圣经150篇里面是属于特别的六篇诗中的一篇。
Among 150 psalms, this is belong to one of the category among six.
诗篇150篇中有六篇的诗被称为叫做金诗。
Six psalms among 150 psalms were considered as the golden psalms.
金子是贵重的金属。
Gold is considered a precious metal.
金狮乃是说到它的宝贵。
So when we call this psalm as golden psalm, it means it is quite precious.
诗人的经历非常的宝贵。
So the experience of psalmist is delivered through such psalms.
因着这样的经历，他更认识神。
Because of his experience, he has further having a further understanding of God.
他借着诗把它表明出来。
He expressed his understanding through the Psalms.
好，让我们就来读诗篇第六十篇。为着省节省时间的缘故，我就读中文的。那么看英文的弟兄姊妹就看投影啊，跟着我们一块儿来读就可以了。
For this, I'm going to read out loud Psalm 60 in Chinese. And as for English-speaking brothers and sisters, may you just watch the screen and read along.
这篇的篇题告诉我们说，大卫与两河间的亚兰，并索巴的亚兰征战的时候，约牙转回，在盐谷攻击以东，杀了12000人。那时大卫作这金诗，叫人学习，教与灵长，调用为政的百合花。第一节，神啊，你丢弃了我们，使我们破败，你向我们发怒，求你使我们复兴。第二节，你使地震动，而且崩裂，求你将裂口医好，因为地摇动。第三节，你叫你的民遇见艰难，你叫我们喝那使人东倒西歪的酒。第四节，你把旌旗赐给敬畏你的人，可以为真理扬起来。第五节，求你应允我们，用右手拯救我们，好叫你所亲爱的人得救。第六节，神已经指着他的圣洁说，我要欢乐，我要分开事件，丈量数歌鼓。第七节，基列是我的，马拿西也是我的，以法莲是护卫我的头，犹大是我的杖。第八节，摩押是我的沐浴盆，我要向以东抛鞋。非利士啊，你还能因我欢呼吗？第九节，谁能领我进坚固城？谁能引我到以东地？第十节，神啊，你不是丢弃了我们吗？神啊，你不和我们的军兵同去吗？十一节，求你帮助我们攻击敌人，因为人的帮助是枉然的。十二节，我们倚靠神才得施展大能，因为见他我们敌人的就是他。那么在这段圣经我们读过以后，我们就看见大卫在这里为着神做了见证。
By reading the psalm, we realize David has bear a testimony for the Lord.
我们知道大卫在十五岁的时候，神借着撒母耳暗中膏抹了他。
We realize David has been anointed by the prophet Samuel when he was only 15 years old.
后来大卫就从伯利恒开始流亡了14年。
So David was considered a fugitive from Bethlehem for about 14 years afterwards.
大概到了他29岁的时候，才是他的弟兄们犹大人在希伯伦正式的拥护他，高立他做王。
And only until he was 29 years old, his clan, kinsmen, has rallied after him to make him a king.
然后又过了七年半的时间，大卫才在耶路撒冷正式登基，做了全以色列家的王。
And then seven and a half years later, finally David became the king of Israelites in Jerusalem.
诗篇十六篇开始，十六、五十六、五十七、五十八、五十九，都是大卫在逃难的时候所做的诗。
Psalm 56, 57, 58, 59.were written by David when he was in exile.
只有诗篇六十篇是他登基做王以后才写的。
And Psalm 60 is the psalm he has written after he has been enthroned as the king.
所以我们看见呢，他达到荣耀的途径是先经过卑微，然后才高升。
And we realize the way he became the king was going through a period of humility. Then finally he was lifted up high.
先经过苦难，然后才达到荣耀。
And he received glory, but experienced trials and tribulation first.
所以没有经过十字架，就不会达到五旬节。
And therefore, without the cross, we will never go through the destiny of Pentecostal.
我们知道，哎，这个主耶稣说过，一粒麦子如果不落在地里死了，仍旧是一粒；如果死了，就能结出许多的子粒来。
As Jesus has said, unless a kernel has fallen to the ground and died.It won't be many fruits seed afterwards.
这就是经师给我们看见的。
And this is the essence of the golden psalm.
而我们看见说有宝贵的经历从大卫身上显出来了。
And therefore, through the psalms, we have seen the precious experience that David has experienced.
而金子呢，正是神的性情。
And gold is the essence and represent the attribute of God.
好，为了让我们更多的能够明白这一段的圣经，我们先看看它的背景。那是在这个撒母耳记下第八章开始，我们所看见这一段的圣经。
To have a good understanding of this psalm, let us go to the background of the psalm.Let's go to the 2 Samuel chapter 8.
撒母耳记下第八章第一节说，此后大卫攻打非利士人。
2 Samuel chapter 8, verse 1. In the course of time, David defeated Philistines and subdued them.
这个此后两个字啊，它的意思就是神与大卫这个设立永远的约之后。
So what does it mean in the course of time? The course of time is the time after God has made a covenant with David.
神应许他要使他的家这个能够永续他的这个家里一直成为犹大的以色列人的这个君王。
For God has promised David that he and his descendant will remain to be the kings for Israelites.
所以从我们的投影上面你可以看见、大卫那个时候呢、这个就攻打了，首先攻打了非利士人、就是今天的加萨这个区域，非利士人所在的、以色列、这个沿海的区域、一小段。
So if we look at the map, we realize Philistines live in the location of where Gaza Strip is today.
好，然后呢，我们就看到来到了第二节，又攻打摩押人，使他们躺卧在地上，用绳量一量，量二绳的杀了，量一绳的存留。啊，摩押人就归服大卫，给他进贡。
The second verse is David also defeated Moabites. He made them lie down on the ground and measured them off with a length of cloth. Every two lengths of them were put to death, and third length were allowed to live. So the Moabites became subject to David and brought tribute.
那我们看见说呢，在这里啊，大卫乃是把这个高的、长得高的杀掉了啊。矮的呢就让他留下来。
So what David has done is he killed tall ones and reserved the short one.
他随机就杀掉了三分之二，存留了三分之一的、这个摩押人。
In a way we can say he randomly killed two-thirds of Moabites and kept one-third.
好，这个摩押呢是在约旦河的东边啊，这个区域，然后我们就来到第三节，啊，他又提到说，索巴王利禾的儿子哈大底谢，啊，哈大底谢，啊，这个往大河去，啊，要夺他的国权，大卫就攻打他，擒拿了他的马兵，啊，在这里说到啊，这个这个还有呢，步兵啊。把拉战车的、留下一百辆车的马、将大马色的亚兰人大亚大、这个哈大底谢大卫杀了亚兰人二万二千。
So as we can see, Moabites live located at the east side of Jordan River. And the verse saying David captured 1,000 of his chariot, 7,000 charioteers.David captured 1,000 of his chariot, 7,000 charioteers, and 20,000 foot soldiers. He hamstrung all but 100 of the chariot horses.
那么我们来到第六节呢，你看这个索巴呢，就是在图的、这个上边、这个大河呢，就指的是幼发拉底河。那整个这一块就是当时大卫所、这个得胜。所攻打得着的这些的版图。
So where is Zobah? As we can see, is the upper north. There's a Zobah, and where is a great river? Great river is on the top right corner, which is Euphrates River.
好，还有提到大马色，大马色就是今天的大马士革。
And also Damascus.
然后我们就来到、下面的第六节、于是大卫在大马色的亚兰地设立防营、亚兰、就归附他，亚兰王归附他，给他进贡。大卫无论往哪里去，耶和华都使他得胜。
Here comes verse 6. He put garrisons in Amorim kingdom of Damascus and Aramim became subject to him and bore tribute. The Lord gave David victory wherever he went.
这个第六节这句话，大卫无论往哪里去，耶和华都使他得胜，很重要。
It is so important, the sentence here, the Lord gave David victory wherever he went.
是的，大卫是无往不胜，他无论往哪里去。耶和华都使他得胜。
Indeed, wherever David went, God was with him and helped him to defeat his enemies.
啊，他不但得胜，并且呢，夺了啊这些地方的金盾牌。
Not only he has defeated his enemy, he also took golden shield and different articles from his enemy.
啊，他都带到耶路撒冷。
So he brought all the plunders to Jerusalem.
而且把铜也带过来了，带回来了。
And also brought along a good quantity of bronze.
好，我们再往下看呢，啊，这里所提到的啊，这个。地图上面所给我们看的，那么约兰带了这个第十到第十二节啊，约兰带了金银铜的器皿来，大卫将这些器皿从他制服的各国所得来的金银都分别为圣，献给耶和华。对不起，耶和华就是从亚兰摩亚、亚门、非利士、亚玛利人所得来的，以及把从索巴王利禾的儿子哈大底谢所列之物。
So right here it described what Joram to King David, what he has brought along to greet King David and congratulate him on his victory in battle over Hadadezer, who had been at war with two. Joram brought with him articles of silver and gold and bronze.
好，那么我们再看。这个亚门也是在约旦河的东边啊，这里所提到的几个地方啊，亚兰啊，这个摩亚、亚门啊，这个非利士啊，都在这个地图上我们看见大概的位置。
So as we can tell where Philistine and Ammonite are located.
我们来到第十三节。
So let's go to verse 13.
大卫在岩谷击杀了亚兰18000人回来，就得了大名，又在以东全地设立防营，以东人就归服大卫。大卫无论往哪里去，耶和华都使他得胜。
And David became famous after he returned from striking down 18,000 Edomites.In the valley of salt. He put garrisons throughout Edom, and all the Edomites became subject to David. The Lord gave David victory wherever he went.
这个大卫无论往哪里去，耶和华都使他得胜。在刚才所读的这个撒母耳记下第八章里面，我们看见这是第二次圣灵又形容大卫的见证，大卫是无往不胜的。
Now we see the phrase, the Lord gave David victory wherever he went the second time, as the Holy Spirit inspired the writer to write this the second time in the same chapter.
而且呢，在大卫所有的仇敌里面呢，我们看见最后一个降服的就是以东。等到大卫打败了以东以后，大卫就是全盘得胜了。
As we know, among all David's foes, Edomite is the very last enemy of Israelites. And after David has defeated Edomite, he can claim he has an overall victory.
那么大卫在这个是各样的征战得胜以后，他做了什么见证呢？
So what did King David?What testimony did King David bear after he has declared triumph?
他写了这个诗篇，然后呢，就把这个诗篇交给诗班长、领长，然后告诉他说，这个调啊，要用为证的百合花。
So after David has defeated all of his enemy, he wrote Psalm 60, and once he has written the psalm, he gave this psalm to the director of music and asked the director of music to make the tune to be the make them.
啊，这个 Megaton 呢，就叫做维证的百合啊 ，Lily Covenant 或者叫做 Lily Testimony。
So another term, another meaning for victim, it means the lily of testimony.
大卫在流浪的时候，逃难的时候，他是藏在主要的是亚杜兰洞和隐基底的这个山里头的一个山洞里头。
So while David was in the time of as a fugitive, fleeing away the chasing of King Saul, he was hiding in the cave of Adullam.
躲在那个洞里面呢，他像什么呢？他像个在谷中的百合花。
So what was he like when he was hiding in the cave? He is actually more like a lily in the valley.
逃难的时候，藏在山洞里，藏在山谷里，藏在山寨中，藏在树林中。
During his exile, when he was away from his town, he was hiding in caves, hiding in different places.
这个谷中的百合花，我带你们看一下，是。
So what is a lily of the valley like?
这个在雅各书啊，雅各。旧约的雅歌第二章十六节说：“良人属我，我也属他。他在百合中，牧放群羊。”
Psalm of Songs, Song of Songs, chapter 2, verse 16. My lover is mine, and I'm his. He browses among the lilies.
在你眼前的图片呢？我们一般对着百合花的认识呢，是左边的。白颜色的。
What we have known lily looks like nowadays is the picture on the left.
而在以色列地方的百合花呢，是图片上的左这个右边的是红颜色的。
And however, lily, what lily looks like in Israelites actually it looks like on the picture on the left.
那么这种百合花叫做红花白头翁。
So this is a special term for this flower is a pasque flower.
是在野地的百合花。
It's considered lily in the wild field.
这个百合花呢是这个这个颜色呢是白的，是象征着单纯的信心。
Lily has a color of white, represent.Pure faith.
就是那个百合花这个字，它用的时候，它也有字根是白颜色的意思。
So the root of this particular term, carries the meaning of white or purity.
这个百合花有什么见证
？So, what can lily bear testimony about?
我们知道说这个刚才所读的这个圣经呢。这一个良人就是神自己在百合花中牧放羊群。
So the term my lover here is actually God himself. And the shape of lily is like horn which makes sound.
原来呢，刚才我大概是漏了几张投影片啊，我往回面再转一下看一看。应当对，这个叫做这个谷中的百合花。
And this is considered the lily in the valley.
在大卫逃难的那些地方啊，都有这样的百合花。
When David was on exile, he can see many lilies like this.
那么这个雅各书呢第二章啊第二节说我的佳偶在女子中好像百合花在荆棘内。
Like a lily among thorns is my darling among maidens.
所以在这张图片里面大概看到 在荆棘丛中间居然百合花会冒出来。
As you can tell, unexpectedly, we can see lily among thorns.
百合花和荆棘摆在一起生长的时候呢，只有荆棘会刺百合花，会刺伤百合花，而百合花不会去刺伤荆棘的。
And when thorns and lily, when they grow together, thorns can pierce through lily, and yet lily cannot hurt thorns.
扫罗王就像荆棘一样的不断的刺大卫，要追赶大卫，要捉拿大卫，最后希望能够杀掉大卫。
And the chasing of King Saul is like the thorn to David, constantly is the threat and chasing after David and demanding his life.
当大卫被扫罗追赶的时候呢，居然神把扫罗有两次放在大卫的手里，他可以就去除掉扫罗。
When David was under the threat of King Saul, David actually had two chances to kill Saul.
但是在诗篇57篇、58篇、59篇、3篇的诗，大卫写在我逃难的时候用的调子叫做休要毁坏。
And yet, it was recorded in Psalm 57, 58, 59 that David has written Psalm saying, do not destroy.
他写的那个诗用的弹奏的调子就是休要毁坏。
So the music tune that was used to go along with the three psalms was in the tune of do not destroy.
我们就明白大卫他学了非常重要的功课。We
realize David has learned a deep lesson here.
他可以毁坏荆棘。Yes,
indeed, he has a power and authority to counter the effect of thorn.
但是他没有。And
yet he did not do it.
所以呢，我们就明白说，基督徒的生命就是一个学习吃亏的生命。
So we realize that Christian living is a lifestyle of suffering.
所以我们看见大卫在他做王以前，他先经历逃难，先经历在荆棘丛中间，他来为主做见证。So
the pathway of David, he went through trials before his victory, and during his trial, he was bearing testimony for the Lord Jesus.
所以弟兄姊妹，如果有一天 你遇见一个环境叫你受伤、流血，你不要觉得稀奇。
And therefore, brothers and sisters, if we come to a stage in life, and we are suffering hurt and affliction, please do not be surprised.
因为这是达到荣耀的途径。
Because this is a necessary pathway to receive glory.
我们要升高，就先要降卑。We
need to be humble before we are elevated.
一粒麦子先落在地里死了，然后才结出许多的籽粒来。Unless
a kernel fall into the ground and die, it won't bear many seed.
在诗篇16篇57、58、59，我们看见在谷中的百合花。
So in Psalm 16, 57, 58, 59, we can witness the lily in the valley.
这个百合花，别人看不见。Many
people cannot see this lily.
只有神看见它。Only
God can see.
神浇灌它，神欣赏它。God
cultivate them and continue to make them grow.
可是到了诗篇60篇就不一样了。And
however, when it comes to Psalm 60, it is different.
现在大卫已经登上宝座做以色列的王。
Now David is the king. He's the king over Israelites.
神已经把他摆在那个明显的位置上。
God has placed him to a visible position.
全世界的人都看见他是以色列的王。
And now the entire world can recognize him as the king of Israelites.
现在这一个百合花就成了一个见证的百合花。
Now the lily became a testimony for all.
他现在这个所见证的是一个百合花的见证。
So the testimony he is expressing is the testimony of Lily.
好，刚才呢，我们看到这儿这个百合花的见证，这个百合花呢，它的形状啊，像个喇叭，就好像呢，这个 speaker 在那里发声音。
So the shape of Lily is like a horn, just like a speaker, which makes sound.
诗篇第六十篇的这一个调子呢，叫做为证的百合啊。这篇诗呢，就在那里发声、呼求啊、颂赞。
The tune of Psalm 60 is the testimony of Lily, which is related to cried out and praise.
那么我们也看见说，百合花长在山谷中间。乃是象征他的卑微和苦难的那个环境。
Lily is the valley symbolized humble and suffering.
而这个良人在百合花中间牧放群羊，就象征主与他卑微受苦的子民同在，也住在他们的赞美中间。
My lover browses among the lilies, symbolized the Lord was with his humble and suffered people. The Lord also lived among the praised.
这个诗篇六十篇是大卫作王以后啊，他就向东去攻打，胜了亚兰啊，胜了索巴啊，胜了这个以东以后所做的这个诗。
So Psalm 6.He is written by David after he has conquered the west side of Jordan and he went to the east side of Jordan and conquered Moabites, Amorites, and Edomites.
是，而且特别的呢，胜了以东。
Especially, he has defeated Edomites.
我们去思想一个这个得了许许多多的胜仗，这个大胜仗的一个大得胜的一个人，他回来写诗的时候，他的灵是怎么样的一个灵呢？
So we must understand the person who has won big victory after all his battles, when he came back from the battle, what is his in his state of mind before he wrote the psalm?
是，很多时候我们就想他们要摆庆功宴呐、要唱歌啊，跳舞啊。
Perhaps we believe such person must be thinking about preparing a big feast to celebrate the triumph.
这个我们常常中国人说呢，常常我们就会让胜利呀冲昏了头。
And as Chinese always say, sometimes we let this triumph and victory overwhelm our life.
人呢是不能得胜的，人如果得胜了就得意忘形了，就冲昏了头了。
And a lot of time when we declare and having victories, sometimes it makes us proud and the pride will make us fall.
大卫在这里所见证的，他是何等的谦和。何等的一个清楚的灵。
And however, what David has displayed here is that his humility and his clear state of mind.
不像我们讲了一篇好道带了一次好的聚会下了台人在这里说，哎呀，你这今天带的很好我们就这个就得意忘形了。
Unlike us, many of us, once we have served well on the pulpit,Once we get off the pulpit, sometimes once we receive other people's praise, we were so arrogant we were only think about ourselves.
可是大卫在这篇诗里面第一节说什么呢？神啊，你丢弃了我们，使我们破败，你向我们发怒，求你使我们复兴。
And yet, what did David say here? He said, you have rejected us, O God, and burst forth upon us. You have been angry, now restore us.
大卫在这里，他的祷告，他的诗，诗歌是一个谦和的祷告，他没有夸他自己的得胜。
We realize David is having a humble prayer here. He did not boast about his victory.
他知道主还有更多的工作要做，他就求神使我们复兴。
He knew that the Lord still has more work to do in their lives, so he asked for restoration.
然后他又说第五节，求你应允我们，用右手拯救我们，好叫你所亲爱的人得救。
And David continued to say, save us and help us with your right hand, that those you love may be delivered.
大卫以前呢写的诗啊，从来没有用过你所亲爱的人这个词。
Before this psalm, David has never used the term those you love in his past prayers.
这个你所亲爱的人呢，这是一般神的子民，是神所亲爱的。跟随大卫多年奔波，多年不断的换他们的住的地方，不断的流泪。
Who are those people, those you love? It's the group of people of God. They are loved by God and travel to different places in tears.
现在呢，这一帮跟随大卫的百姓呢，是住在主所赐给他们的得胜里。他们是神亲爱的子民。大卫就求神用他的右手拯救，并且叫所亲爱的子民能得救。
Now this group of people stayed in the victory of God, or the dear people of God. David asked God to help with his right hand so they may be delivered.
这就见证了大卫明白说，这个得胜是神借着他的手所做的工。
This is the evidence that David realized this testifies God worked through him.
如果没有神所亲爱的百姓跟随他一同同心来打仗，他不会得胜。
Without the dear people of God, David won't be able to fight the battle and declare victory.
所以我们看见他在这里是谦卑的。
And therefore we realize David is humble.
第六节说，神已经指着他的圣洁说，我要欢乐。我要分开事件，丈量诸歌谷。
Verse 6, God has spoken from his sanctuary. In triumph, I will parcel out Shechem and measure off the valley of Sukkoth.
我们知道神说我要欢乐，因为你我太好了，我得着大卫我有了这样的仆人有这样的一般这个跟随你的人我真是太欢喜了。
What God is saying here is, I will be glad to have David as my servant. You have made me satisfied, and these people who follow you are my people.
但是神说，我告诉你，我现在要分开事件，我要丈量舒格谷。
And yet God continues saying, I will tell you now, I will parcel out Shechem and the measure of the valley of Sukkoth.
事件呢是一个什么地方呢？是在创世纪十二章里面，我们看见出现过神向亚伯拉罕显现的地方。后来也是，那同时亚伯拉罕就在那个地方呢，向神筑了一座坛。
And where is Shechem? Shechem is first mentioned in the book of Genesis. It's the place God revealed to Abraham, who also built an altar to God.
在图的这个。投影上面的左边看见这是亚伯拉罕所献祭筑的这个坛用石头所做的。
And if you can see the picture on the left, which is built by stones, is the author. It's an author.
这个竹坛献祭 是在这里表明了 他经历了神的工作 也有人向着神的奉献
The altar represents the work of God and the dedication of man.
事件这个地方呢 在古代就是一个坐落在南北和东西交界的这个交通的这个要道上面
And where's Shechem? Shechem during the ancient time is considered the junction between north and south, west and east.
这个事件今天是在撒玛利亚的境内
And Shechem is within the location of Samaria.
我带弟兄姊妹去有一次去以色列的时候，特别的也进到这个不容易进去的这个约旦河西撒玛利亚的境内，特别去看了这个事件。今天的名字就叫做 Nebulous.
Where Shechem is considered today's is called Nebulous. And I have once traveled to Israelites with some brother and sister and found the chance to bring people, the group, to there to visit the place.
事件天生的就处于一个软弱的这个状态，一个脆弱的状态。
And Shechem is always considered as the state of being fragile.
所以他们在古代 就建起防御的攻势。
And ever since during the ancient time, people had built a fortified wall around the place Shechem.
这个事件摆在你的眼前的图片，就是考古学所挖出来的，一直到现在都还存在的防御的攻势。
And as you can see, the picture here has been digged up by archaeologists. Which is the fortified wall for Shechem.
对,这个考古学家告诉我们说,这个一道的石墙防御的工事是中铜纪,大概是主前2300年到主前2000年那个时候所盖的。
And archaeologists estimate this particular fortified wall is was built
2300 BC.
And this remained until 1500 BC. To the late Bronze Age.
事件是坐落在图片上面的左边是基利新山，右边是以巴路山的这个山谷，就是叫做事件城。So
if you see the valley between the two mountains, on the left is the Mount Gilead, on the right, And as you see, the middle here is considered the valley.
好，事件的意思就是肩膀或者是力量。So
the meaning of Shechem means shoulder or strength.
这个地方是神向亚伯拉罕显现的地方。And
this is the place where the Lord appeared to Abraham.
也是这个神 在亚伯拉罕身上有工作，亚伯拉罕向着神奉献的地方。
And this is the place where God has shown his work to Abraham and how Abraham dedicated himself to the Lord.
而神却要分开事件。
And yet God wants to parcel out Shechem.
这个表明神在人身上一个很高深的工作。
And this means God is going to do his work upon man in a deeper way.
这里有神向人的启示, 有人向神所有的奉献所产生的能力。
And we see the power has been shown of what God has done to man and how man has dedicated things to the Lord.
这个很奇怪的是你呢有一个很好的服侍带了很好的一个聚会你觉得说就是你做得好你带了人得救你这个有这个结出果子来。
Perhaps we may feel we have brought dedications to the Lord and we have seen the fruit, and result of our work.
但是神说好吧我要分开事件我要算一算到底呢什么是你做的什么是我做的。
And yet God said, I'm going to parcel our Shechem to measure off. So God said, I'm going to find out who has done what in this place.
在这里的分开呢是指着地上的产业或者说掳物所有的分配不是硬性的什么像是分家呀或者离婚这个意思。
So the term parcel out means the distribution of inheritance or spoil. It does not mean dividing a house or having a divorce.
神在这里说你这样的服事中间有你的份也有我的份有属于你的也有属于我的有归于我的有该归于我的也有该归于你的。
So what God is saying here is you have a share and I have a share. Some belongs to you and some belongs to me.
那么我们不要在服事侍奉神一得胜以后就以为全是你做的。也不要说呢你完全没有功劳都是神做的。
And let us not think that we did it all when the victory was won.Also, there is not to say that you have no credit because God did it all either.
得胜的是大卫，打仗的是大卫，可是显出来的是神的大能。
The victory was won by David indeed, but the manifestation is the power of God.
所以我们今天呢，对着教会的生活，教会的成长中是需要来供应有供应圣徒的神的仆人。
And therefore, in the life of the church, we indeed need to provide livelihood for God's servant.
这个，但是神的仆人供应神的儿女之后，弟兄姊妹要注意，不要跟随神的仆人，乃是要跟随神的自己。
And when God's servant has provided and delivered God's provision to the people, and make sure let us not follow the servant of God, but rather follow God himself.
所以弟兄姊妹，如果你认识分开什么叫的分开事件，你就要对那个服侍你的神的仆人，对讲道的说，没有你，我得不着帮助。
And therefore,When we have a true understanding of how God parses out Shechem, we can understand how we apply to our life today is that we cannot depend on the pulpit alone, say, because what have you said, I receive no help.
但是得着了你的帮助以后呢，我一定要跟随神。
And however, if we indeed receive help from the pulpit,We need to then dedicate ourselves and follow the Lord.
弟兄姊妹，在教会的生活中，高举一个人或者高举某一个东西，强调某一个都是得罪神的。
It is quite offensive to God if we lift any particular individual high in church.
神来工作的时候，他是一定要来分开事件的。
When God is about to do his work, he first must to parse out Shechem.
神说是大卫你打了胜仗但是国是我的国。
He said to David, indeed, you have won the battle, and yet the Israelites belongs to me.
是大卫，你呀救了这个国，是荣耀要归于我。
And yes, David, you have saved the nation, and yet I have the glory.
所以弟兄姊妹，我们要记得，我们这一生只有神，只能够跟随神，只应当爱神。
Brothers and sisters, let us remind ourselves, we can only follow the Lord, we can only love God.
我们应当彼此相爱，我们应当爱神的仆人。没有别的原因，是因为我们爱神的缘故，我们才这样做。
We do need to love one another. We do need to love God's servant. And yet, this is because we love God is the foundation of our motivation.
没有一个人可以取代神，没有一件事物可以取代耶稣基督。
No person can replace God, and no one can be a substitute of Lord Jesus Christ.
我们所要跟随的必须是神自己。
We need to follow no one but God himself.
所以就是在大卫他得胜的时候，他从深处能够领会真正得胜是因着神与他们同在。
So after the victory of David, David realized the true triumph is because of the presence of the Lord.
那大卫的里面他说，神啊，如果没有你，我什么也不能做，一切都是你做的。
And David cried out from the bottom of his heart, saying, the Lord, it's, you have done all. Without you, I can do nothing.
但是另外一方面，他也要说，神啊，如果你这个没有我，只学习向着你忠心，你找不到我这样的仆人啊，你需要一个忠心的仆人啊的话啊，这个仗也不能够胜。
At the same time, David said to the Lord, "Without me, by following you faithfully, this war cannot be."
所以大卫的意思就是神说，神啊，你需要一个人忠心的向你奉献。
In other words, David is saying that, Lord, you do need a faithful servant to dedicate themselves to you.
好，然后第六节里面说过了丈量事件，然后呢这个分开事件，他完了接着就说丈量束割谷。
And after God said, parcel out Shechem, he also said, measure of the value of Sukkot.
这个束割呢是在约旦接近以色列的这个边界，在约旦这边，在这个图片上你看见这个束割去到那里去照相的这些人，他们束割有山谷，而且在山谷中间还有这个溪流他们在那里呢过这个溪流。
And where is Sukkot? Sukkot is along the territory between, on the border between Israel and Jordan. And right here, as we can see, people are trying to cross the stream going through the valley.
束割的意思就是棚子是雅各支搭帐篷的雅各。支搭帐篷的所在，它乃是预表着教会的生活。
Sukkot means a booth where Jacob raised his tent, symbolized the church live life today.
神要来量一量在各处的教会。
That God intend to measure of churches everywhere.
这个丈量呢，神丈量以后呢，教会就会的光景在神的面前显明了。
God wants to measure the situation of his church so the state of the church can be revealed.
我们是刚强呢还是软弱呢？
Whether we are strong or we are weak.
我们是热心呢还是我们是冷淡呢？
Whether we have passion for the Lord or we are indifferent to Lord's business.
在教会生活中，常常神要来量一量我们的。
Oftentimes, God wants to measure the church life today.
凉一凉，我们就能就成长一点；凉一凉，我们就会兴旺一点啊。我们这个不要这个自满啊，让神凉一凉我们的生命，才会不断的成长。
He measures that we may grow more.
神是用基督的生命来量我们，所以求主给我们一个谦和和清楚的灵，好叫我们真的把荣耀完全归给神。
God measures us with Christ. Pray God grant us a spirit of humility and clearly give glory to God.
好，第七节的上半句，基列是我的，马拿西也是我的。
God continued to say, Gilead is mine and Manasseh is mine.
这个图的投影的左边，这就是基列的地啊。圣经里面讲的基列地，就是今天的约旦的北边。
So the picture on the left is where Gilead is. Is considered the north, where it locates at the north of Jordan.
基列这个地方啊。一年的雨水有24到32英寸，它春天夏天的时候呢，因为它这个地方呢都是石灰岩啊，所以就能够产生浓雾，因此这个区域啊是森林茂密啊，在耶利米书22:6、撒加利亚书10:10都给我们讲到这一个地方是畜牧最好的这个区域。
The area of Gilead has 24 to 32 inches of rain in a year. The limestone of the area also caused a thick fog during spring and summertime. Because of its rain, it produced the growth of many plants.
那么成为畜牧最好的地方。
It is the best place to raise herds and agriculture.
基列这个也字的意思是见证。
Gilead means testimony.
那么我们看见说这个以色列人呢，神宣告他们呢，以色列是我的见证。
God declares the testimony of Israel. Israel is my testimony.
好像是大卫做王。
It seems like it means that David is the king of Israel.
但是见证的是我的见证。
And yet the testimony is God.
好像是大卫在服侍，但是所服侍的这一帮人呢，是神的见证，是神的教会。
So even though David looks like who is the one who is serving, and yet it is his people he's serving to, is the testimony of God.
所以教会永远不属于个人，或者属于少数的领袖。教会不是属于任何人，教会乃是属于耶稣基督，属于是神的见证。
And therefore, church does not belong to anyone on earth. It's not the testimony of anyone, but rather the testimony of God.
所以我们就看见这句话的意义，基列是我的，就是说到这里所有的表明的丰富都是神自己的见证。
So it's describing what seems to be the testimony of David, but actually is the testimony of God.
那么马拿西的意思呢，就是让他忘记。
And the meaning of the name Manasseh means let forget.
神在这里似乎是借着大卫表达出来跟大卫一同征战的这个以色列人呢，他们为着神受了很多的苦他们漂流但是他们所有的苦所有的泪水天上都有记录。
So those people who followed Lord's guidance, they have suffered, they have been through afflictions. What God is saying to them that all their tears has been remembered in heaven.
现在呢，你们打胜了仗，你应当把这些的过去的苦的经历啊，这个都把它忘记。
And now you have enjoyed the victory, and you may forget all the bitterness in the past.
我们这个人呢，容易记，不容易忘。
Now we human, we easily remember things, and we have a hard time to forget things.
那这个老人呢，就是最爱讲过去的故事，老故事啊，回忆啊，神说要把这些都忘了。
Old people like to remember things happened in the past, and yet God say, let you forget.
记忆不能让你往前。
Because some of the memory will forbid you to go forward.
因为如果神的国度建立起来了，有更高的挑战，有更多的恩典，有更多的祝福等着你来经历，你应当把过去所有的啊都忘了。
So if God's work has been established, people who are in it, we need to face a greater challenge and greater vision ahead of us, and we should not remember what has been done in the past.
第七节的下半句，以法莲是护卫我头的，犹大是我的杖。
Ephraim is my helmet, Judah my scepter.
这个以法莲是在这个他在以色列的这个北边，一直他的这个分的土地呢，到了米基多这一带。那么这个图片呢，就是米基多考古区所有的图片，他在沿海的路的这个大道上古代也是三座住房城之一。
And Ephraim located at the north side of the land of Israel. It's considered an area next to the main road, a highway in the past.
那么这里说呢，以法莲啊，是我的头啊，护卫我头的。
So Ephraim is my helmet, the one that protects my head.
对对对对，他的这个翻译的很好。这个中文圣经只说护卫我头的啊，英文圣经就说到他是他的头盔。
So the English translation here is that Ephraim, my helmet.
这个以法莲这个字义的意思就是双倍的果子。
The meaning of the name Ephraim means a double fruit.
现在神借着以色列百姓啊，经历了各样的征战，并且得胜，所以他们的果子呢是垂垂啊，是累累下垂，大大得胜。
By God's leading and help, Israelites were able to experience several victories, and therefore they are more like the fruit of their strife.
那么这样的得胜呢，就成了神的头盔。什么叫做成了神的头盔呢？就是保护神的权益。
So they become the helmet of the Lord. That means it's the protection of God's authority.
Protect of God's benefit 啊，神的权益。
Protect of God's benefit.
神弟兄姊妹，神愿意把我们顶在他的头上做他的头盔是叫我们认真不马马虎虎为着神的权益我们来努力。
So God is willing to put us as his helmet. It means that God is using us to protect his benefit.
所以我们要告诉主说，主啊，我什么都不懂，但是我愿意这一生好好的爱你我好因着我这个好好的爱你的缘故，愿意我的生命的结出果子来，累累下垂这一生我们愿意和过去历史中间多少弟兄姊妹是为着神而活着，为着神的权益成为神的头盔的。
So we can say the Lord, we do not understand, and yet we are willing to dedicate ourselves to bear fruit for you, to be your benefit and to protect your benefit.
所以我们看见说，教会历史两千多年以来，多少亿万的基督徒，多少亿万基督徒生命的成长啊，爱主的追求的人，都成了神的头盔。
So in the church history, we see billions of people who follow the Lord, and they become the fruit of the Lord, and they become the helmet of God's benefit.
他们是为着神的见证、神的荣耀而活着。
They live for God's testimony.
啊，所以我们也愿意说，我们这一生是要保护神的权益，是要见证神的荣耀的。
And therefore, we should have a will saying we want to dedicate ourselves to become the fruit of the Lord and to protect God's benefit.
犹大的意思是赞美的意思。
And the word Judah means praise.
啊，这说出我们在得胜以后，我们向着神的赞美就成了神的帐，神的帐就是神掌权的实际。
We praise in victory is the scepter of God, which is the reality of God's reigning.
我们能够经历得胜，而在经历得胜以后，我们就是能够显出就做了一个见证啊，就是神是配得赞美。
So after we go through victories, we became the testimony for the Lord that God is worthy to be praised.
也就证明了神在那里掌权
，which testified that God indeed is in control.
好，第八节告诉我们，摩押是我的沐浴盆，我要向以东抛，这个先讲摩押啊，这个摩押呢是罗德和他的女儿所生的后裔，这是一个乱伦的事情，是一个预表呢，是一个极其丑陋的这个肉体。
Moab represents the offspring of Lot with his daughter, which is a result of incest.
所以这件事情是极其丑陋的。
And it is a type of ugly flesh.
是肉体的发展中间到了一个极致的一个肉体的败坏。
It is an ultimate development of flesh.
那我们知道说今天魔鬼撒旦就在这件事情上面，特别是在世界上一些有名望的政治家、成功的教育家、成功的商人、财主、大学者，都是充满着这个满了这种极丑陋的肉体。
And this mortal and flesh corruption has manifest to today's elites, no matter is politician, sportsman,or anyone who in high places, many of them have gone to this route.
我不晓得你怎么样啊，我们从来不觉得说我们是这样的败坏。
I don't know how you consider yourself. Perhaps we never think we are not as bad as this.
我们刚刚信主的时候，我们觉得说主啊，像我们这么年轻就信主，好像我是十六岁就信主，年轻有为就奉献给你了，主啊，你不觉得喜乐吗？
Perhaps we may say to ourselves, Lord, I follow you since my youth. Like myself, I follow the Lord since I was 16. And we may say to Lord, aren't you happy about this?
我带给你荣耀啊。
I have brought glory to you.
那是1963年我信主啊，还
That was the year 1963.
现在呢70多岁了，我不敢这么祷告了。
And now in my 70s, I no longer dare to pray such prayer.
我的祷告就是说，主啊，像我这样的人，你到现在还没有丢弃，这不是很奇妙吗？
And now I pray to the Lord, now in my old age, you haven't forsaken me.Isn't this wonderful?
哦，真是我们越来越觉得这个我们在跟随主的路上还有许许多多的肉体。
And as we walk on the spiritual pilgrimage, we realize we still carry many attributes of flesh.
像摩押一样。
just like a Moabite.
你知道主呢有一个盆子。
And there is a wash basin of God.
这个洗沐浴盆呢是一个象征的说法，不是真的有这个盆子。
It doesn't mean that Lord has truly have a basin like that. It is merely a symbol.
那意思就是主啊，他看见我们虽然是属肉体那么败坏，只是主呢，他有一个沐浴盆，他能够有办法。
It means even though we human are considered carnal and full of corruption, and yet God has His way. He has a wash basin.
他能借着这一个方法来教，对不起，叫我们得到洁净，叫我们得到变化，他来改变我们。
The Lord has a way to cleanse, transform, and change us.
这个方法呢？就是跟主联合，活在神的见证里面，我们这些圣徒会经过神的圣化变化，而且我们被暴露出来。
And how can we be cleansed? Is that we need to be united with God. Saints who live in the testimony of God needs to go through transformation, changing. The process is being exposed.
这个过程是要我们不断的被暴露出来，让我们真实的光景，叫洁净能够产生在我们身上。
The process is being constantly being exposed to others, so the true cleansing work can work through us.
我们在沐浴的时候，需要这个全身不暴露出来。然后呢，才能够叫我们身上得着洁净。
When we take bath or take shower, we need to expose ourselves before washing and to cleanse us.
那么，当我们被神暴露的时候，我们就看见说保罗所说的这个真是苦啊，因为在我们的里面没有良善。
So when we are exposed before the Lord, just like St. Paul mentioned, and Lord, what a dreadful suffering I'm having.
Because nothing of goodness in me.
Because there's nothing, there's no goodness in me.
保罗后来在加拉太书第五章二十四节这样告诉我们说，凡属基督耶稣的人，是已经把肉体的邪情私欲钉了十字架。
But Paul has also mentioned in the book of Colossians, saying, "Crucify our sinful nature with its passion and desires."
我们今天能成为神的儿女，一面是因为耶稣基督替我们死在十字架上。
The reason why we can be God's children is what Jesus has done on the cross.
解决了我们的过去。
That he has dealt what has happened in the past.
另外一方面呢，耶稣基督今天复活了，住在我们的里面。而且当我们接受他的时候，这个是保罗就告诉我们，我们肉体的邪情私欲也和耶稣基督一同钉在十字架上。
On the other hand, Jesus has risen with a new resurrected life, and now he is living within us, and we need to have this resurrected life to be united with God. And at the same time, Paul mentioned that we need to be crucified with Christ on the cross.
当我们每一天真实地活在耶稣基督的生命里的时候，他生命的水就来洁净我们，就来洗涤我们这样的我们是肉体和邪情私欲就钉在十字架上。
When we truly live or living with Christ, He lives in us, and He uses His water to cleanse us. Then we are truly being crucified with Him on the cross, so all the sinful nature can be washed away.
我们的肉体是不会消除的。
There is no way our carnal nature can be eliminated.
啊, 而肉体的这个作为是可以除去的。
And yet the outcome and the expression of carnal nature can be eliminated.
弟兄姊妹，我们不要装假或者说否认，我们每个人的里面都有这个肉体的。
Let us not pretend we don't have the carnal nature in us, which all of us do have.
在一个教会的见证聚会里面，有一个弟兄呢，起来做见证，这个见证了这个领会的弟兄，每个人只有三分钟，他呢，这个还没有讲到一半，这个负责弟兄就说你不能再讲了，就是他说我们每个人已经到了三分钟了，他说不行啊，我没讲完呢。
During a testimony sharing meeting, one person raised up and started to tell his story, and the presider said to him, well, your time's up. We only have 3 minutes for each person. And the person said, no, I still need to have more to say.
这个他就很生气，就下来了，下来了，又跑到后面去排队了。
So he was quite angry. So once he got off the stage,He went back to the line and lined up for and try to find the other chance to continue his story.
哎呀，我们的人呢，真是满了肉体。
Yes, indeed, we have full of sinful desires and carnal attributes.
我们这种肉体的脾气，肉体的骄傲。我们如果不神不把我们暴露出来的话呢，这个我们真是不知道，不认得我们自己。
All the faults, all the pride within us, if not being exposed by God, we may not even know it.
随便一点小事，我们身上的汗毛都直起来了，要跟人吵架了。
Little things can irritate us to provoke us to fight with others.
我们觉得我们的肉体没有办法，但是主说我有办法。
Even though we are frustrated about our carnal nature, and yet God says He has a way for us.
主说我死在十字架上，也把你包括和我一同钉在十字架上。
And God says it is my way that I have been crucified on the cross, and once you are united with me, you too are being crucified on the cross.
主说我要暴露你，让你逼着你来取用我的生命来洗涤你。
And Lord say, I'm going to expose your nature so that you know you are compelled to follow me in order to be cleansed.
就是你像磨牙一样那样的败坏到极点的人，我也能够成为你的拯救。
Even you, the person like a Moabite, I'm going to save you.
那么磨牙是我的沐浴盆这个盆呢是一个象征的说法，我刚才说了。
So Moab is God's wash basin. As I mentioned before, wash basin is a symbolic term.
有这个解经的人告诉我们说呢，这个磨牙人成了神的俘虏这样他的肉体就降服在神的主权之下。
So as scholar has told us, Moab symbolized a slave being reigned by God's sovereignty.
好，那么我们再继续看下面他说我要向以东抛鞋。
And verse 8, Edom is upon Edom I tossed my sandal.
以东是预表堕落人的旧人他的天性是骄傲的。
Edom is a type of fallen old self, which is full of pride.
这个旧人就是我们。
This old self represents ourselves.
我们就是以东。
We are at Edom.
我们的天性是个骄傲的。
we are a prideful person.
这个沐浴盆和鞋都是象征的说法，不是真的有这个鞋。
So both a basin and sandal, they are just merely symbol.
那么，这个圣经学者告诉我们说呢，这个鞋啊，是让我们跟罪恶的世界有所分别的、分开的一个凭借。
Bible scholars think it is a mean for us to separate us from the sinful world.
那么这个保罗也告诉我们说，鞋子是我们可以走路的凭借。我们有了鞋就可以走地路了。以色列百姓出埃及的时候呢，他们每个人脚上是穿着鞋的。他们在埃及做奴隶的时候是没有鞋穿的，但是他们要走远路的时候，脚上是穿鞋的。啊，保罗在新约圣经也告诉我们说，你们的脚上要穿上福音的鞋啊，就是传扬福音的信息啊，在地上为主做见证的那个凭借。
With sandal, people are able to travel. Considering Israelites, they were barefoot when they were in Egypt, and yet once they go to the wilderness, they do need to wear sandals. As Paul mentioned, shoe is also a type of means of announcing the gospel.
所以我们呢，看见呢，在这里啊，以东人和以东地啊，都归向神了。那么大卫呢，这个的将军约雅把以东征服了。
So, right here we have noticed the territory of Edom has being conquered by David.
以东地是很难行的，看见这个图片啊，这一带就是在约旦的南边啊，这一带的这个山地啊，就是以东地啊，所表明，对不起，所表明的。
So as we can see, the geographical locale of Edom is very hard to travel.
但是这么难的地方，大卫却打了胜仗。
And yet, even in this difficult location, David has declared his victory over.
大卫明白说，这么难的地方都归服了犹大，归服了以色列。但是，从属灵的实际看，他还要带着以色列人再往前的时候，他才向神说，刚才的第一节。求神使我们复兴。
So even David has declared victory in the difficult land like Edom. David continues still asking for the Lord for restoration in verse 1.
所以我们感谢主，我们有鞋和罪恶的世界分开，我们也有鞋可以行走属天的义路。我们可以成为一个福音的见证人。
Praise to the Lord that we do have sandals which help us to separate us from the sinful world and also enable us to to have a mean of announcing the gospel.
好，最后第八节，摩押是我的沐浴盆，我向以东抛鞋。非利士啊，你还能因我欢呼吗？
Verse 8, Moab is my wash basin. Upon Edom, I toss my sandal. Over Philistia, I shout in triumph.
什么是非利士人呢？非利士人是住在以色列的境内的一帮人，可是他们没有特定的住的地方，是和犹太人住在一起的。
So who are Philistines? Philistines are living within the boundary of Israel, but without a specific place.
那么他们呢，是预表那些在基督的见证里，神的见证里，却不是为着神的见证而活着的一帮人。
Philistines symbolize those in the testimony of God, but not for it.
他们接近神的权益，却是破坏神权益的人。
Those people are close to the benefit of God, but not often destroying it.
所以我们知道这个大卫在这里呢，就是求神复兴，因为看见说呢，虽然征服了这些地方，可是这些地方所显明的这个属灵的意义 今天在以色列的百姓和他自己的身上继续要往前的时候呢，他看见说这有三帮人，摩押、以东和非利士人。
As David is crying out loud for restoration of God, while he declared victories over three types of people, it means they all represent a different spiritual realm.
摩押是代表人的肉体，以东代表我们的旧人，而非利士人代表我们过去天然的人。
Moab represents flesh.Edom is an old self. Philistine represents natural man.
一个天然的人就是非利士人所有的表现，就是表现他自己。
Philistine represents the natural man who wants to express and manifest oneself.
比方说一个地方呢，他们要盖他们的会所，在盖会所的时候呢，有人很富有，有人不是那么富有。
For example, if a place wish to build a church building, and yet among the congregation, some of them are rich, some of them are not rich.
那个很富有的人呢，就会讲说啊，你们大家不必奉献了，我一个人包了。
The rich person may say to the rest.I can contribute all. You don't need to offer any more money.
这个我包了就叫做天然的人。
What does it mean I can cover it all? It means the natural man.
我记得在台湾盖礼拜堂的时候，大家都很穷啊，一些穷人穷到一个地步，为着建堂奉献的时候，有人奉献五毛、一块、两块，都放在里面。
I remember when I was in Taiwan at the time, people were poor, and yet when it comes to the time to build a church building, some of those who were poor, they offer pennies to the offering.
而且还有人把戒指啊，还把这个宝石戒指，那是家传的这个宝啊，都愿意奉献出来。
Some of them even giving their family inheritance, such as a ring, to the offering box.
这样的奉献呢，让弟兄姊妹经历神的作为啊，在那里盖好了这个会所以后呢，他们能在那里颂赞，在那里欢喜感恩。
When people offer all what they have, they became an encouragement and motivate them to unify together to give praise to God, and eventually the church was built.
因为那里没有天然的人，天然的人总是喜欢说我有什么，我能什么，我能做什么，不知不觉中间就破坏神的权益。
Because there was no natural man within the congregation. If there is a natural man within the congregation, the person may claim, I'm able, I'm capable, I can cover it all.
他们是破坏了神的权益的。
They are actually the type of person who destroy God's benefit.
教会的经济很紧。很有限，但是常常因为经济的紧，让教会不敢大意，更多的来祷告，来仰望主，这件事情是讨神喜悦的。
Even though sometimes church may go through some financial shortage, and yet this caused people to come together and to pray to the Lord, to seek for God himself, which is good.
在大卫的得胜里，神要对非利士人说：“非利士啊，你要因我欢呼。”
And God say, "Over Philistia, I shout in triumph."
我要因你欢呼，连那些在天然里的人都要起来欢呼。
Even people who are in the natural realm, as who are considered natural men.Even they will shout for joy.
神果然在这里，神果然与我们同在。这个教会的复兴呢，就是因为没有天然人的这样的一个作为的时候呢， 弟兄姊妹在神的面前，非利士人越来越少，神的子民就越来越多，闲杂人越来越少，跟随神的人就越来越多，教会的那个健康的情形呢，就显出来了。
As people come together experiencing the power and the presence of God, more God's children will gather here and less natural men will stay in the community.
诗篇六十篇，诗人的见证，得胜不是他，得胜乃是神。要讲出神的见证，这个先决条件就是一切都是神。如果我们没有看见一切都是神，就不可能有神的见证。
Psalm 60, we realize the victory belongs to God. Everything is done by God. Without God's presence, there is nothing we can do, which is the essence of the psalm.
这就是百合花的见证。
And this is the testimony of Lily.
这就是今天我们所领受的这个信息。
And this is the message of today.
我们可以低头祷告。
Let us pray.
亲爱的主，我们谢谢你今天早上带我们进入到诗篇六十篇。
Dear Lord, we thank you for helping us to enter the essence of Psalm 60.
我们看见大卫在打败了一切仇敌，无往不他都不得都到处都是无往不利，都是得胜的时候，他里面的感受向神所做的见证。
We understand and feel what David has been going through even after he has declared victory over all the battles he went.
他不停留在那个时刻。他知道神在他们身上有更多复兴的工作要做。
He did not stay in the mind of triumph, and yet he realized he has more needs from the Lord to be done in order to be restored.
主啊，我们也需要你自己坐在我们的身上，让我们不自满、不自足，让我们真是愿意你自己来做你复兴的工作。在我们的生命，在我们的教会中。
In the same way, Lord, we ask you to do your work upon us, to restore us, to restore your church.
愿主亲自借着你的话来赐福给你的教会。
And Lord, may you bless this church through your own words.
奉耶稣基督的名祷告。
In the name of the Lord Jesus Christ.
Amen.
Amen.